Before, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A Denver-based organization created to address abuse against child athletes has released the results of its first survey into the topic. CPR's Dan Boyce has more.
The U.S. Center for Safe Sport started in 2017. It was created by Congress following the Larry Nassar sex abuse scandal. Nearly 4,000 athletes across more than 50 sports responded to the group's first survey. 93% said they had experienced sexual harassment or unwanted contact during their sporting career. Center CEO, Jerise Colon.
We've got a lot of infrastructure in place to take reports, and every day we try to get athletes to feel more comfortable in reporting when they see or experience abuse. So that was certainly jaw-dropping to me.
Colon says reports of harassment have risen dramatically since the center's founding, from 300 in 2017 to nearly 3,000 last year. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
A bankrupt oil and gas company has left more than 50 wells unplugged in northeast Colorado. CPR's Miguel Otarola has more.
The Colorado Oil and Gas Commission this month recorded 55 wells that PetroShare Incorporated was either unwilling or unable to plug before abandoning. Most of those wells are located in Weld and Adams counties and are now the responsibility of the Oil and Gas Commission. PetroShare filed for bankruptcy in 2019 and provided $325,000 to plug the wells. The state says it costs an average of $83,000 to plug a single well and reclaim the site. I'm Miguel Otarola, CPR News.
People who lost relatives early in the pandemic to COVID-19 are now eligible for funeral assistance from the federal government. Money is available for funeral expenses that occurred after January 20th of last year. Two federal relief acts appropriated FEMA funds to provide assistance. People can apply for the money at FEMA.gov. Public tours are on again at the Colorado State Capitol after shutting down for the pandemic. Tours are weekdays, four times a day. This is CPR News.